Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The Transportation Department is today releasing the results of its investigation into the problem of unintended acceleration in some Toyota cars and trucks. Toyota has recalled more than 11 million cars over safety issues of the past year or so. NPR's Paul Brown joins us now. And Paul, what has the government been trying to find out here?
The big question here, of course, is if the runaway acceleration charges are accurate, and if they are, what caused the problem? Finally, were electronic engine and throttle controls involved? Now, Toyota has already redesigned floor mats so they won't jam gas pedals, and it's modified and even replaced some of the gas pedals. So lots of eyes and ears will be on the electronics issue today when the government unveils its report.
So, Paul, can we expect any further investigations of this problem?
The National Academy of Sciences, Craig, is looking into the unintended acceleration issue across the entire industry, not just at Toyota.
And how is Toyota faring through all of this?
Well, pretty well, actually. Once it confronted its original crisis and its own failure to respond quickly to customer complaints, its sales in the U.S. have actually started to recover. It was one of the biggest winners in the Cash for Clunkers incentives program, and even with the fall in quarterly profits it's announcing today, it's raising its forecast for the entire year.
Thanks, Paul. That's NPR's Paul Brown in Washington. Egypt's government has set up a committee to recommend changes to the constitution, and the country's vice president says a timetable and a plan are in place for a peaceful transition of power. But White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says the concessions promised by the government must be followed by action.
Words are not enough. It is actions toward a meaningful change that the Egyptian people are most looking for.
And many Egyptian people gathering in Cairo's central square today for what protest leaders are hoping will be another mass demonstration to keep pressure on Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak to resign. They're accusing Mubarak's regime of making promises just to play for time. Afghanistan's President Hamid Karzai is stepping up his call for international reconstruction teams to leave that country. NPR's Quill Lawrence says that Karzai wants more than two dozen NATO bases in Afghanistan, where development teams are now headquartered, to be shut down in the coming months.
Karzai singled out the provincial reconstruction teams, 27 NATO military bases around the country that he says should be closed so the Afghan government can take over development efforts. The Afghan president said that parallel structures undermine the authority of Afghan institutions. He's criticized them for everything from graft to depleting Afghanistan's forests. American officials usually respond that they agree with the idea of gradually transitioning control, but privately they voice concerns about rampant corruption within the Kabul government. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
Karzai making his comments to reporters in Kabul today. This is NPR News from Washington. Federal judicial vacancies have reportedly doubled since President Obama took office. The Washington Post reports the departures and retirements have forced delays in some trials and increased the workload of remaining judges dramatically. The Post says experts cite several reasons for the rise in vacancies on the federal bench, including a dysfunctional Senate confirmation process, Republican stalling tactics, and failure by the White House to make judicial nominations fast enough. Senate Republicans and the administration are now working together to try to speed up the confirmation process. Security forces loyal to the disputed president of Ivory Coast, Laurent Gbagbo, have been clashing with backers of his rival, the man internationally recognized as the winner of the country's recent presidential election. NPR's Ophelia Quist-Arkton says there are reports that at least six people have been killed.
Witnesses to separate shooting incidents described running battles involving pro-Gbagbo forces who they said opened fire on the protesters. The latest unrest comes as African Union experts continue a fact-finding mission in Ivory Coast. Analysts say this preparatory investigation, ahead of a planned mediation mission by five African presidents, is a last-ditch effort to seek a peaceful settlement to the Ivorian presidential power struggle and the post-election crisis. Ophelia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Abidjan.
Consumer borrowing is on the rise, a sign of increased confidence in the economy. The Federal Reserve says borrowing surged 3% in December, the third straight monthly gain. It was fueled by the first monthly increase in credit card use in more than 2 years. Even with that rise, though, consumer borrowing is still more than 6.5% below what it was at its peak in 2008. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington. Support.